So we continue our study with how to build others up, how to be an encourager. Next, we talk about what some people think is the main way they build one another up, and that is to encourage change. 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever." I don't know about you, but it is difficult to take someone's advice if it's unsolicited. And yet, there are times when we need to encourage one another to grow. But this often can be very dangerous. When you tell someone, "But grow, you need to change. Hey, how about getting your devotional life together?" Often people don't take it as encouragement, they take it as criticism. And I've often reflected on that. Why? Why do we take encouragement often as criticism? At one level, we can have a psychological answer to that. Well, people have low self-esteem and they just can't handle the encouragement or the truth. Another reason is their spiritual warfare. A lot of times the very thing that someone needs to be encouraged about is the very thing that the devil has convinced them that no one can speak into their life. A lot of times when we give encouragement, it's often in the wrong timing or in the wrong place, or we give it sort of like we're so good and we have got it and now we're going to give it to you and you should take this from us because we have our life together. These are all very difficult and complicated things. In the People Smart class here at Christian Leaders Institute in college, we deal with a lot of those types of how to share. I know in the class that Professor Elzega teaches and management with the book of Philemon, these are some sensitive areas. How do you lead or manage into change when you see what needs to happen, and how do you communicate that? So let's look at the slide again. Encourage change in a good way, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord. I find it interesting that it's growing in the grace and knowledge. So when you encourage change, think of it as changing imperfect people, growing, but be very careful when you share that you yourself understand that change is difficult for you. So some of the People Smart things would be to have conversations that talk about problems not necessarily related to specifically them or them alone. I'll give you an example. So my wife and I try to encourage one another to exercise. Well, I will tell you right now that when we talk about our goals, and I then ask her for permission to, "What do you want from me, dear, on some of those goals?" When she lets me know how she wants me to encourage her, then when I encourage her, she right away smiles, "Oh yeah, okay, I got to get out there and exercise more," and vice versa. So one of the things to do when you encourage change is to talk about our common walks, our common struggles, and make it clear that you have common struggles too. But then ask permission. And if someone gives permission, even then, be very gracious. I remember in Galatians, the last chapter of Galatians, chapter 6, it talks about if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual are to restore them gently, but be careful lest you fall. And I see that in the early church, this dynamic was there. Now, this is a mini course, and we can go deeper and deeper in this in the People Smart course if you'd like to take formal training at Christian Leaders Institute. But know this, be very careful about encouraging change and get to know people, have a common rapport, is a difficult thing. In a lot of ways, God has a plan in people's lives. And if you go back to praying for them and encouraging them, eating together, a lot of times there's that moment when the Holy Spirit brings an authentic willingness and a permission to encourage change in more strong, in more intense ways. So as we think about this, think about how tender and how gentle this kind of encouragement ought to be. Oh, one more thing. On social media, to try to have people change when they're not in a relationship with you is very difficult. And this is what happens so much on social media. Somebody gives their opinion, and I've done it too. And you have this group of people that may follow you, but they don't really know you. And when you say something that's to encourage change, they take it as so offensive because they don't know your heart and you have no active relationship with them. So when you encourage change in a good way, it's very much in a relationship where positivity and grace and common rapport live and are strong. So as we live as encouragers, there are some dicey and icy waters to get through, but by God's grace, I know that you can do it.